Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Faith and love on the airwaves. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It's a lovely song coming out there by Pastor Colin Maluleke with More and More. The Pursuit is the title of that song. And before it, Bernice Bormann and Weg waaruit en lewe. And it all takes us down to 20 minutes after 4 o'clock. Told you that today is a rather busy one. And right now on the other side of the line, I'm not alone. Nope, I'm not alone. I am with Remy, as I call her. Well, she's mostly called Remy. Remembrance Gulele Bukwena, as you know. She's not new to the family. But yeah, she's back with us this afternoon. How are you doing, my Remy?
I am fantastic, and thank you for asking, Loco. Yes, I am part of the furniture now. Good afternoon to the listeners.
I know. Now, Remy, you do anything that's got to do with humanity. Like when Radio Pulpit hears your voice, you and the University of Pretoria are out to help our community. And today is no different.
Yes.
Yep.
Today is no different, and I think it's the perfect time that we speak on a special day like this, where people feel like pouring out love, feel like caring. We are still saying the homeless community is part of us. Let us love them, let us care for them, and we can show that by going out there on the 12th of March and be involved in what we call the Tribal Homelessness Count. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I am out here to say, to invite everyone, to make everyone aware that we are on it again as the Unit for Street Homelessness and our partners, that is the City of Tshwane, that is the Tshwane Homelessness Forum, that is UNISA, that is all the NPOs that are involved in the homelessness services. We are going out to the Department of Social Development. We are going out to do the Tshwane Homelessness Count, the second one, since the first one was done in 2022.
I was about to ask, Remy, I remember you did, I think, do we call it a pilot count last year?
Yes.
Is that where we stopped? Didn't we have another count towards the end of 2025?
So life happens, local and listeners, and I think that is where we can strengthen each other. Remember last year we said we are doing the counts, the date was the 30th of October.
Yes.
We then did the pilot count because this is a research study. So we did a pilot count in July 2025, and we were meant to continue with the final count the 30th. However, we were not able to proceed. We had to postpone due to things like not having enough support financially, and also volunteers. We still needed more volunteers to be able to cover the whole of the city of Tshwane. And we needed to make sure that when we go out, we can indeed come back and say the count was ethical, the count was responsible, and the count is representing, is a true reflection of what is happening in the city of Tshwane. So it didn't go on in October. We are going out the 12th of March 2026.
I'm grateful for your honesty, Remembrance, because like I said, I could recall. I mean, we've had so many of these conversations. but also, you know, I'm glad you're being honest, because this is giving our family a picture of the struggles that you guys encounter behind the scenes, because we're now having to kind of restructure and see how it's going to be done again. Now, the major question now is, yes, you're positioning yourself for the 12th of March, but is there no assistance that's needed? Do you have enough of these counters? And what can we do as well as a community to ensure that this time around the count is successful?
Look, I am so grateful for that question. Remember, the count is not just about numbers. It's about people's lives. It's about improving and making an impact in everyone's life, not just the homelessness community. It affects everyone. So when we do the count, we do the survey, we are able to come up with evidence that can influence what decisions the city needs to make, what services the city needs to make for everyone. So I'm glad you asked that question, because it means it needs all of us to come together and make it happen. Mm. We are still looking and we are still in need of support. It can be in kind in terms of food. We are looking at recruiting 400 volunteers. We still don't have the number 400 volunteers. So if you are listening and you feel you want to contribute, you can come on board as a volunteer who goes out on the night of the 12th. We go out and count together. You can either support financially. Listen, we need to be able to pay for transport, for petrol. If you do have vehicles that you can send out on the night, if you have taxi businesses, if you have big buses, you can volunteer and say, I will offer my bus. Because the volunteers, remember, they don't get paid. Mm. They need to get to the count using their own money, but moving around the areas that they will be counting. Some areas are far apart from each other. So you will count in a spot, and then you count in a street, but for you to move to the next area, you may need to be able to get in the car and then drive and be dropped and start walking again and doing the count and the survey. So we are still in need of all those supports, financial, in-kind, human resource.
All right. Now, tell me a remembrance. Somebody is listening right now and they're actually contemplating assisting, you know, in any way, shape or form. But they have that concern. I think we've spoken about this, but perhaps they're listening for the very first time. I want to assist, but how does it happen? How do I know if I'm going to be safe? Remember that fear we spoke about the last time, where people are thinking, ooh, I'm going out to the homeless late at night. Am I safe? What can you say to that person right now?
So I want to say that we are concerned about everybody's safety. And as I said, this is also part of the research. So part of ethical care is we need to be able to indicate that we have thought about this. So we are going through various meetings now with all stakeholders. We have our next meeting on the 18th of February. This is where we unpack each area. We look at the logistics around safety for each area. We have engaged staff, so the station commanders are aware of the count, and they are on standby in the various stations on the night of the count. But we are also encouraging our partners, the NPOs, because they work with CPS members on a daily basis, to also engage them. Our methodology also says when we go out to count, we don't walk alone. We group our volunteers. So we have pairs of 2 to 3. We also do a walkabout sketches. So right now we are busy with the walkabout. That's where we say we move from point A to point B. These are the streets we're going to walk. This is where we're going to start. So we are all fully aware of our movement on the day. We've got champions and leaders that are on standby. If anything happens, we need to alert them, and they alert the person who is in charge of our safety and protocols. So, yes, we are aware they could be, and, you know, we should not be ignorant and think because we work with the homeless community on a day-to-day, we've made them aware that we are coming, therefore nothing will not happen. So we are aware of such, and we have put measures like what I've just explained.
Okay. Also, how do we do it? Perhaps, I don't know, when we get there on site, how do we do this count? Are we counting per head? How do we make sure? Like, what do we do as these volunteers?
So, Luko, we are, like I'm saying, we are currently engaging in meetings. We have the training session that is scheduled for the 26th of February. All the leaders, the champions, will be trained on the methodology, on your questions. And on the night of the count, we start earlier. From 6 o'clock to 8:30, we are doing training for everybody in terms of how we do this. But just to briefly let you know, we are saying everyone counts. So what we do is a count and a survey. where we approach the homeless individual, everyone that is deemed to be homeless and we come across, we will fill a survey. We will indicate if they agreed to engage with us or if they were sleeping or if they just said, no, they are not interested. So in that way, we will be head counting everybody. Further than that, those that agree to engage for 5 to 10 minutes with us, we have a questionnaire that takes about 10 minutes, as I say, that we will try and find out their living experience on the street. And in this way, we'll be able to come back with data that can influence decision-making, that can guide interventions that are appropriate for the city and the people that we are serving, the homeless community, and for the community at large. So that is how we do it, a count and a survey. It's a two-in-one, if I can call it.
Perfect. Now, if somebody then is saying, great, I'm on board, how do we contact you? How do we come on board?
Yay! I am so excited, Nuko. So we have a Google form that people can access. They can send me an email, and I will also forward to you. Maybe you can send the link out also to your social. They can send an email to remembrance@up.ac.za or Tadang. at up.ac.za. They can get onto our website, the Center for Faith and Community, and they will be able to access the Unit for Free Homelessness, and they will get a link there. They can phone me at 072-379-3403 or 012-480-3839.
All right. Absolutely perfect. Anything else you'd like to add, Remy?
I just want to encourage everybody to come on board. The more we are, then we don't need to spend the whole night counting. You can count in your area. If you link with us, we will give you all the details.
Absolutely great. Have a lovely, lovely weekend then, Remy. We'll talk some more leading up to the actual date. Just a bit of a news flash. Your count is literally a day before my birthday. How cool is that?
It's my perfect birthday gift for you.
Exactly.
So come and make a contribution. Local, you don't have to be there on the count night. There's so many activities you can be involved with that are part of the count. Let's start offline.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Remy. Have a good one.
Thank you, listeners. Good afternoon.
Tune in to God's Grace.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.